All right, I don't want to do it, but I got to get back on the soapbox about the National Football League and the preseason games. The NFL's missing a golden opportunity with them. I know they're making money on the games. They get the money from the preseason games, but it is bad business to scam their customers, which is exactly what they're doing by charging the exact same price for regular season tickets as they are for these games. I'm going to say it again. I say it every year. They don't listen to me. Maybe someday they'll listen to me. Hopefully you're listening to me. More neutral site games in the preseason. It's about building interest in the product in markets that don't have NFL franchises. People are going to say that these brand new taxpayer stadiums get built for only 10 home games a year as is, but the NFL knows that already. They're doing neutral site games. Hall of Fame game. Occasionally they have a game in Japan. They've had preseason games in Sweden. They've had preseason games in China. And they play a regular season game in London now every single year. Someone's losing a regular season game every year. Probably someone that's built a brand new taxpayer-funded stadium. But the National Football League's not worried about that. They're worried about the box office, which it'd be higher by taking one preseason game away from a home team and having it played at a neutral site. Somewhere close, but it's a new market. You'd also enhance season ticket sales because people would not have to pay full price for two dreg games that, trust me, you can barely get 10 bucks a ticket when you try to unload it to somebody. I've given away tickets when I've had season tickets for the Vikings. There are times I've had to give preseason tickets away. It's different if it's a neutral site. Somewhere like Orlando, if you get the Bucks and the Jags, or the Jags and the Dolphins, Bucks, Dolphins, get one of those games, play at the Citrus Bowl. You'd fill it up. Birmingham, Alabama. Big football place. People in Alabama love football. You can have a Falcons game or a Titans game there. Maybe a Saints game there. Louisville, Kentucky. I used to live there. Colts are 2 hours away in Indy. Bengals are about 2 hours away in Cincinnati. They got a brand new stadium for the University of Louisville, Papa John's Stadium. Colts and Bengals play every year in the preseason anyway. I think you fill that stadium up. Spark some interest in the teams. Spark some interest in the game. Los Angeles is trying to build up interest in the NFL again. I mean, people are interested in it because there's a lot of transplants there, and they have their own teams. But now they're talking about building a billion-dollar stadium to bring a team there, San Diego or Jacksonville. Got to have an actual live football game in L.A. Couple games of the Rose Bowl. Salt Lake City, big place. Get the Broncos to play one there, maybe. Or the Seahawks. Could do Portland. Well, you probably couldn't do Portland, Oregon. I would say that because they have a big following. It's a big enough city. But they have, in the Oregon State Lottery, a professional football wagering game. They don't call it NFL. They don't use the team nicknames. They just use the team cities. It's called Sports Action. You're actually betting on the games. You do 3 or 4 team parlays. Or you can do larger parlays. I've gone there. I used to live in Seattle. I drive down to Portland every Thursday when they had the lines out, the betting lines. You go in any convenience store, you go into a Safeway, you plop down 20 bucks, you pick 4, point spreads or over-unders, you get $200 if you win. I've won so much money doing that thanks to the state of Oregon, but I can understand why the National Football League would have a bad relationship with Oregon and Portland, so you can't have a game there. San Antonio, duh, Houston and Dallas, Albuquerque, you could have the Cardinals play there. There's usually a Cardinals-Chargers preseason game every year. Southwest. It's not like you're taking the Patriots and having them go all the way to Sacramento, which makes no sense. These are teams in the region, just different parts of the region. I don't want to hear about how you can't have these games. There's absolutely no reason you can't have these games. No matter how successful your business is, no matter how high the demand for your product is, at some point, if people think the policy is unfair, they're not going to put up with it anymore, and they're not going to want to take part in it anymore. I could bring up the blackout rule, which made sense before cable TV, I guess. And I don't know how not showing Bucks home games makes people want to go to the game. It's ironic because you play better at home. Those are the games you'd want to show people. You don't want to see them get their butt kicked on the road. You'd want to show your fan base, your potential audience, the games where you play the best. You should black out the road games if you're going to black out anything. Don't tell me how people won't go to exhibition games. Talk to Major League Baseball about their record attendance for spring training. Some cities, like Fort Myers, they sell out spring training by the time pitchers and catchers report. Those are just exhibition games. Those are just as meaningless as the NFL preseason games. You see a player for 2 or 3 innings. By the 8th or 9th inning, believe me this, you're seeing the double-A guys out there. But, hey, you're rooting for the laundry. I've been rooting for the same NFL laundry for over 30 years now. And when preseason football comes on, you know what? football. People are watching these preseason games. There is an appetite for these games. These first preseason week games where you're seeing the starters for one quarter at the most. It's NFL football. People like me know that NFL football is still NFL football, and you're going to root for the laundry. You actually seem like more of an educated fan because you're going, oh, well, I have to check out the third stringers. I want to see the guys that might make a difference at some point in the season when people get hurt. With today's NFL, very important that you have quality depth. Where are you going to find the quality depth? As a fan, if you take pride in your team, you take pride in your fanness, I guess, wouldn't you want to know who the backup is? I mean, you're not going to be obsessed about the backup, obviously, but wouldn't you want, in the middle of the season, when the starter goes down, wouldn't you want to be the guy at the sports bar that goes, oh, yeah, I know that guy. He went to so-and-so school. He did pretty good in the camp, and he did pretty good in the preseason games. He's not bad. He's calming everybody in the bar now because they're freaking out, thinking, oh, we're doomed now. There's always a reason to do things. There's always reasons to keep from doing things. Those would be called excuses. It just depends on what side of the fence you want to be on if you're the NFL. Do you want to stay stagnant and wait for everything to fall? Because demand for everything falls. At some point, what comes up must come down. If they can ride this out forever, hey, more power to them. Because you can give me NFL football 13 months out of the year, wouldn't be enough for me. But at some point, NBA's had ups and downs. NHL's had downs. They've had some ups, but they've had some downs. Baseball's had ups and downs. NFL's no different. Got to innovate. Can't worry about the way things used to be. That's baseball's mantra. They are obsessed with the way things used to be. Oh, my God. You can't think like that. You can't live like that. Even in your personal life, you can't live like that. Just try it. You've experimented with dumber stuff than that. You're doing it this year with the kickoffs. Personally, I don't care about the kickoffs. Kickoff returns don't do anything for me. I think it's a weirder rule that you're having automatic booth reviews on every touchdown. Because you know how much of a buzzkill it is when you score a big touchdown, but then the other coach throws a flag, holds everything up, because he's got to challenge it. So you're sitting there thinking, is this a touchdown or not? God, I hope it's a touchdown. I gotta go get some dip. Let me know if they decide something. Wait, I have a DVR. Let me just pause it. That's what I should do. God, please let it be a touchdown. Please let the guy in the booth see what I see. I could do his job. Because you know you're saying that. You know you're thinking it every Sunday. Imagine that for every touchdown. They're doing that. So trust me, they've had dumber ideas than more neutral site preseason games that they've floated past people. Some have worked, some have not. I'm just saying try it. Think of all the markets you could build. Think of the money you could make. Could. I'm not guaranteeing anything. If I could see the future, I'd be a lot richer than I would. I'd own the Vikings. I'd own an NFL team. I'd own a baseball team. I'd own a team in every league. I still don't know why it can't work. I don't even know why it's not even worth mentioning. Well, I'm mentioning it. Maybe somebody a little more important than me will.